Welcome to Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Warren Cromartie. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Pete Rose. Batting second. The right fielder, Bake McBride. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Maddux. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mike Schmidt. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Greg Luzinski. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Boone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Christensen. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Larry Christensen. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur takes first base on ball four. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Christensen. LaFleur moves to second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott bunts towards third. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to third. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LaFleur scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a pop-up towards short. Bowa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rose settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cromartie. The throw from Boone and he is safe. Cromartie steals second. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Luzinski. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Luzinski steals second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maddox. Sanderson reaches second base with a double. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sanderson moves to third. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Larry Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-1 in the game. Rose hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rose moves to second. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luzinski throws the ball into Trillo who tags Carter, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Valentine moves to third. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schmidt moves to second. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schmidt. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Schmidt steals third. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. Schmidt scores. Two outs. It's Expos, 1, Phillies, 1. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Phillies 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maddox who is chasing the ball. Almon reaches third base with a triple. Roland Office pinch hits for Scott Sanderson. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Almon tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Expos. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Stan Bonson now pitching. George Vukovich pinch hits for Larry Christensen. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 2 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McBride for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Phillies 1. The Expos will come to bat. Dickie Knowles now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a fly ball into left field. Luzinski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Almon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson takes first base on ball 4. Almon moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Jerry White now playing left field. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schmidt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Luzinski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Phillies 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Luzinski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dawson hits a line drive towards short. Bauer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Del Unser pinch hits for Dickie Knowles. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Phillies 1. The Expos will come to bat. Scott Munninghoff now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rose scoops it up and throws to first, with Munninghoff covering, for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Munninghoff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cromartie takes first base on ball 4. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Almon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cromartie moves to third. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bonson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-3 in the game. McBride hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schmidt hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Phillies 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rose scoops it up and throws to first, with Munninghoff covering, for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luzinski moves to second. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Almon fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Luzinski moves to third. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bauer moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Gross pinch hits for Scott Munninghoff. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish juggles the ball. That's an error on Parrish. Luzinski scores. Bauer scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-3, Expos. Lonnie Smith pinch runs for Greg Gross. Woody Fryman now pitching. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-4 in the game. McBride hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Rose moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Expos, 4, Phillies, 4. Elias Sosa now pitching. Gary Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Maddux is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Phillies 4. The Expos will come to bat. Laron Lagro now pitching. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-4 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Maddux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Carter hits a pop-up towards first. Rose settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cromartie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Almone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cromartie moves to third. Elias Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schmidt hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and Philadelphia Phillies, 4. Goodbye from Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia.